All right. As you continue to make yourself comfortable, allowing your body to settle gently into stillness, I'd like you now to take a slow, deep breath in and exhale fully and slowly. And as you do, notice how your body begins to relax. Notice the air moving in and out of your lungs, the soft weight of your body being held. With each breath, allow your thoughts to gently drift, like leaves floating on a stream. You don't need to chase them. Simply let them pass. And as you breathe, you drop more deeply into this quiet space inside. Now, with your eyes closed, imagine a staircase ahead of you. It has 10 gentle steps descending into peace, insight, and empowerment. With each step you take, you become more relaxed, more open, and more deeply connected to your inner strength. Step 10, stepping down, feeling more at ease. Step 9, softening your shoulders, softening your jaw. Step 8, deeper still, your body feeling light, your mind alert yet calm. Step 7, letting go of all the burdens of the day. Step 6, entering a space of clarity where only the truth matters. Step 5, halfway down, your breath flowing steadily and freely. Step 4, relaxing into this moment as if time slows to honor your healing. Step 3, the sound of my voice gently guiding you inward. Step 2, just one step from a deep and powerful shift within you. Step 1. And now, stepping fully into your inner sanctuary, a place of wisdom, resilience, and peace. Imagine now that you're in a place that feels safe, sacred, and yours. It may be a garden, a mountaintop, a cozy room, or somewhere your soul feels nourished. In this place, you are whole. You are centered. You are protected. And as you settle in this space, notice how the energy here helps you remember who you are. Not who you need to be for others, but who you truly are underneath it all. You are more than a wife, more than a mother, more than the roles you've played. You are a soul learning, evolving, loving. You are strong. You are intuitive. You are worthy of peace. And from this place, let us begin. Imagine a mirror before you. This mirror shows not your outer form, but your emotional presence. Today, this mirror reflects someone who has endured much, but who is still standing. You may see tiredness in your eyes. You may see grief in your heart. But look deeper. Look past the sadness. Look past the confusion. Look past the confusion Alec may have caused with his behavior. And see now what is also true. Your compassion has kept you connected. Your loyalty has held your family together. Your sensitivity is not weakness. It is depth. But even depth must have boundaries. Because when you give endlessly to someone still learning to give back, you risk pouring out the best of yourself into someone who, at times, cannot receive it. Now, picture Alec in this mirror, but not as you remember him from your pain. Picture Alec as he is becoming, the version of him that is just starting to grow. You may begin to notice something subtle. A pause before he reacts. A softness in his voice where once there was tension. A moment of truth where before there was evasion. These signs are small, but they are real. And you are wise enough to notice the difference between manipulation and maturity. Say to yourself silently the following words. I allow myself to notice Alec's genuine growth. I release the burden of trying to change him. I observe, I do not absorb. I witness, but I remain grounded in my truth. Now imagine a future moment when Alec reverts to his false self. You can see him there, speaking from fear, perhaps criticizing, withdrawing, controlling. But this time something is different. You are not bending to fix it. You are not shrinking to avoid it. You are centered. You are anchored. In this vision, you take a deep breath and hold your energy within you. You speak clearly, or you say nothing at all. But what matters is this: you do not betray yourself. Even if he acts in a way that hurts you, you see it clearly now. It is not about your worth. It is about his pain. And his pain is not your responsibility to fix. You can love someone deeply and still say no. You can care and still walk away when it becomes abusive. In this safe place, let the following truths settle into your heart. You are not a sponge for Alex's moods. You are not a puppet to his reactivity. You are not responsible for his wounds, even when they bleed on you. You have the right to emotional safety. You have the right to joy, even if Alec is suffering. You have the right to live, to laugh, to love fully, even when he retreats. Now anchor this presence into your body. Place one hand on your heart in your mind, one hand on your belly. Do so in your mind. And say inwardly, "This is my home. I live here. I do not live in Alex's emotional storms. I do not leave myself to rescue someone who refuses to swim." When you see Alec growing, let your smile be real. When you see him regressing, let your silence be wise. You are not here to be the mirror for his pain anymore. You are here to be the mirror of your truth. Now quietly, silently in your mind, say the following words with deep intention. I am the calm inside the storm. I am the clarity beneath the chaos. I am loving and I am strong. I give my overflow, not depletion. I give from overflow, not depletion. I witness Alex's changes without losing my center. I rise above the old patterns. I deserve tenderness, not tension. I choose peace over performance. I will not abandon myself for the sake of a bond. Now imagine yourself 6 months from now. You have honored your truth every day. You have been patient when it was healthy, and clear when it was necessary. Alec has changed more, or perhaps not, but you are free either way. You walk taller. You laugh more easily. You feel proud of who you are becoming. And Alex sees it. Whether his false self understands it or not, he sees it. You are no longer a woman who can manipulate whom he can manipulate with silence or guilt. You are no longer a woman he can manipulate with silence or guilt. You are a woman grounded in self-love. This future version of you places her hand on your shoulder now, and she whispers, "Keep going. You are doing it. You are becoming me." Let her strength fill your body. Let her voice become your voice. Let her dignity rise in you like a sunrise. Now imagine a soft golden light around you. It is warm, protective, filled with clarity and love. This light is your energetic boundary. When Alec is kind, it lets his warmth through. When Alec is cruel, it keeps your spirit intact. It is intelligent light, a boundary of discernment. This boundary helps you see what is real and what is false. And from this day on, it walks with you. In the days ahead, you will begin to notice Alex's subtle growth without needing to reward it or cling to it. You will celebrate your own inner victories more often. You will find yourself less drained, less reactive, and more steady. When old triggers arise, you will pause, breathe, and remember. Pause, breathe, and return to your inner home. When joy returns to your heart, you will become it without guilt. Because you are not here just to survive your relationship. You are here to live, to heal, to create, to dance, to love yourself so completely that any other love becomes a blessing, not a lifetime. Soon, I will count from 10, from 1 to 10, to bring you back to full awareness. When you return, you will bring with you all the strength, insight, and calm you have gained. You will feel energized, clear, and emotionally whole. 1. Beginning to return to waking awareness. 2. Feeling the strength of your spine. 3. The air returning to your lungs with renewed clarity. 4. Letting your fingers and toes gently move. 5. Feeling emotionally lighter, stronger, and wiser. 6. Bringing back your golden boundary. 7. Taking a deep breath of courage. 8. Eyes preparing to open when ready. 9. Returning fully to the room. And 10. Eyes open. Welcome back.